So I thought that we could spend the last or whatever amount of time just to pray for Rhonda for a time, because we had talked about yesterday how we're gonna wanted to pray for Rhonda. So I'll invite anyone who wants to come up and pray. I'll just leave the mic up here and maybe just a couple of people. Let's just join in agreement and pray for Rhonda. You want to pray, Juliana?
So Yeshua, we just thank you for Rhonda right now. Yeshua, we just ask that you would just, we ask that you would just comfort her in Yeshua's name. I ask for healing over her body. Yeshua, we just ask for just your life and your light over her. Yeshua, I just ask that your perfect love would just settle in over her right now. Yeshua, your perfect peace would just guard her right now. Yeshua, that you would just come and comfort her, that you would encourage her, Yeshua. Yahweh, that I just ask that all pain would leave her body in Yeshua's name. And I just ask, Yeshua, for a healing over her, Yeshua, that you would heal her body, that you would heal every cell in her body, Yeshua, that the cancer would be gone in the name of Yeshua. So we just bless Rhonda right now with the shalom peace of the Most High Yahweh. I just bless her with your shalom peace of the Most High Yahweh. I just bless Rhonda right now, Yeshua. And I bless Danny as well, that you would just shield their house, their everything, Yeshua, that you would just surround them with your presence, with your encouragement today, with your life, Yeshua, with your freedom, with even joy of Yahweh strengthening them, Yeshua. I just ask for that, just your outburst of joy over them, Yeshua, today. And I also just pray for Dana, too, as well, Yeshua. I pray for Josh. I pray for the whole family, Yeshua, and I just thank you so much in Yeshua's name. Yeshua, we just thank you for your surround presence around Rhonda and Danny right now, and just your army of angels around the home, inside and outside, just ministering and standing guard. Yeshua, I just ask that your presence would be so thick around them, just pouring out over them all that they need. Would you just fill their cups, Yeshua? Fill them to overflowing. We just ask for supernatural provision, spiritually, emotionally, financially, physically, that you, Yeshua, are all that they need, and you provide for every one of their needs. We bless them in the name of Yeshua and ask that you would place a hedge all around them, a shield of protection that consumes every dart and every arrow and every sword and every word, that you're consuming fire, that you would be just a wall of fire around them and the glory in their midst. Yeshua, I ask that this would be a time of just revelation, of peace and joy, of truth, and just a time of fellowship as we all gather as a community around them, that you would just pour out joy over them and love, just in a measure that they've never experienced. Would you do over and above what they can even imagine, Yeshua? So we just bless them in your name. Amen.
just want to pray Yahweh's words over Rhonda's sleep out of Psalms 3 and 4. In verse 5, it says, I lay down and slept. Well, let me back up. It says, but you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to Yahweh, and he answered me from his holy hill. And Yahweh, we thank you that that is Rhonda's testimony, that you are a shield about her, that you are the glory and lifter of her head, and that as she is crying aloud to you and we are crying out on her behalf, you are answering us from your holy hill, Selah. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of the many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Yahweh, save me, O my Yahweh, for you strike all my enemies on the cheeks. You break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to Yahweh. Your blessings be on your people, Selah. So Yahweh, we just declare that sleep for Rhonda, that she will sleep and then she will wake again being fully sustained by you, that you would restore her body. You would restore every cell in her body, that you would just give her the rest that she needs, that her brain would be able to shut off and relax in you and trust you and allow you to just completely consume her. And I also just pray, Yahweh, your words out of verse 8, in peace, this will be Rhonda's testimony, in peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Yahweh, make me dwell in safety. So we just agree, Yahweh, for these truths over Rhonda's body, her spirit and her soul too, but her body that's weary and tired, her mind that won't shut off, and just keeps going and going and going with all the things that she should do, could do, all the stuff that we can only imagine might be going on in her mind. We ask that you would just speak to it like you did the storm, and you would say, peace, be still. Be still, Rhonda's mind, and trust in Yahweh, and rest in him. Just curl up in his lap and go to sleep, and let him restore you. In the name of Yeshua, we thank you, Yahweh, for these things. Amen.
Hello. The ones, Danny and Rhonda, and the whole farm who live under the protection of the Most High Yahweh dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. Danny and Rhonda will say concerning Yahweh, who is their refuge and their fortress, their God in whom they trust. Yahweh himself will rescue them from the bird trap, from the destructive plague. Yahweh will cover them with his feathers. They will take refuge under his wings. His faithfulness will be a protective shield. Rhonda and Danny and the whole farm will not fear the terror of the night, the arrow that flies by day, the plague that strikes in darkness, or the pestilence that ravages at noon. Though a thousand may fall at their side and 10,000 at their right hand, the pestilence will not reach them. They will only see with their eyes and witness the punishment of the wicked. Because Rhonda and Danny had made Yahweh their refuge, the Most High their dwelling place, no harm will come to them or the farm. No plague will come near their tent, for Yahweh will give his angels orders concerning them to protect them in all their ways. The angels will support them with their hands so that they will not strike their foot against a stone. Danny and Rhonda will tread on the lion and the cobra. They will trample the young lion and the serpent. Because they have set their hearts on Yahweh, Yahweh will deliver them. He will protect them because they know his name. When Danny and Rhonda call to Yahweh, he will answer them. He will be with them in trouble. He rescues them and gives them honor. He will satisfy them with a long life and show them his salvation. Amen.
This is from Mushinesa's book, and this is Victory Over the Enemy is the title. Rhonda and Danny hide themselves in you, Yahweh, and you protect them from trouble while you surround them with songs of deliverance. You instruct them and teach them in the way they should go. You counsel them and watch over them. Psalm 32, 7 and 8. Yahweh, you always cause Rhonda and Danny to triumph in Yeshua, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Rhonda and Danny no longer have their minds on the enemy, but stay their mind on you and your word, Isaiah 10:20. Lord, Rhonda and Danny trust in you alone. So do I. And enemies do not defeat them. You rescue them because you always do right, Psalm 31:1. Rhonda and Danny are not afraid of the battle ahead, for the battle is not theirs, but yours, Yahweh. They need not fight, but stand still and see that your salvation is now with them. Thank you for these two people, Lord. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for what they have done in your name. Thank you for how they have helped all of us sitting here, Lord. Thank you for every day that we have been able to know them and interact with them and to see their example of your love in them. In Yeshua's name.
So I just want to speak life over Rhonda. Yeshua is the resurrection and the life, and he lives in her. And we just all agree right now that we speak life over Rhonda. We speak life over her body. We speak life over her organs. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, just pour your life in her, your life of healing and wholeness and the living. And we thank you, Yahweh, for the healing you're doing in her body. And we thank you that she belongs to you. And she lives because of you, Yeshua. Amen.
So the other afternoon, I felt like the Lord really put it on my heart for all of us who would like to love bomb Rhonda. And so kind of like the vision that I had was possibly like decorating her door, like her bedroom door. So however that looks, like artwork, a card, a post-it, words of encouragement, like, yeah, just however the Lord puts it on your heart to bless her. So I had the thought, though, because we were going to go to school longer, so she has surgery next Friday. So it'll probably be decorated Friday morning. So before graduation. So Tuesday is graduation, right? Wednesday.